The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, good afternoon to you. What you got for me today?
What have I got on the agenda? Well, just in literally moments ago, and that is that the State Commission of Inquiry into the deadly crash at Meron earlier this year in Lag BaOmer, which killed 45 people, has started. There are three witnesses due to testify today, three senior police officers who oversaw the event. This is the Northern District Commander, Shimon Lavi. He's the head of the National Center for Development of Holy Places. Yosef Schwinger, he's the Western Wall Rabbi Shmuel Abramovich, and the manager of the nearby tomb site of Rabbi Yonatan Ben Uziel. So this is underway. This was not going to go away without some kind of formal inquiry, which is what the families of those who were tragically killed, as well as the citizens of Israel and the new government, are demanding. So that is currently underway.
Ro, let's talk about the new Iranian president, apparently sworn in today. What do they call him? The executioner of Tehran or something like that?
Well, they call him the executioner. He is very, very, very much a conservative, a hardliner. This is Raisi, Ibrahim Raisi, who has been sworn in literally within the last couple of hours, saying in a speech, and I swear to heavens above, you cannot make this up. He says, I will dedicate myself to the service of the people, the honor of the country, the propagation of religion and morality, and the support of truth and justice. He says this while having Haniyeh from Hamas and members of Palestinian Islamic Jihad sitting in front of him. This is, I told you, couldn't make it up. He also went on to say he will support any diplomatic plans to lift U.S. sanctions, and that they will support any diplomatic plans that realize this goal. He also says he welcomes and he's open to all countries in the region. Well, we all want to know, does this involve Israel? Because the last time we looked, we were in the region. But this is Iran. This is somebody who is very, very much endorsed by the Ayatollahs. Ayatollah Al-Khamenei tweeting earlier this week about his endorsement of Raisi. So we know pretty much where they stand on Israel, and this is backed up by their nuclear program, by their enriching centrifuges and their nuclear material. Our defense chief yesterday saying that within 10 weeks we can expect Iran to have enough nuke material to put together a nuclear weapon. We know what their intention is. We've heard the rhetoric. We've seen what's happening on the high seas. Yesterday, another attempted hijacking, this time of a Panamanian vessel en route to the UAE. And they managed to foil it by stalling their engines. And it managed to pass unabated. But we have seen escalations over the last couple of weeks really, really intensify. The language from the international community, Israel, the US, the UK, Romania and Liberia as well, calling for Iran to be called out, calling for them to be sanctioned and condemned by the UN Security Council, calling for some kind of reaction. Our defense chief, Benny Gantz, saying that we're ready to strike if necessary, but we should have a coordinated, mobilized international effort.
We will watch that with great interest, and I hope things calm down somewhat. What is the story about Israel and a United States ambassador?
Well, we do know that at last we seem to have a name who is likely to be the ambassador to the United States. The leading candidate has been tipped as Michael Herzog. He is the president's older brother. He was the former head of strategic... No nepotism.
What a family. What a family, yeah.
A family of serious high achievers, really. Sure. No pressure. But all jokes aside, he is really an extraordinary, extraordinary candidate. He is, if you look at his CV, the right man for the job. He is the former head of strategic planning for the IDF. This is somebody you're going to want to get into the halls of Washington, the halls of influence, especially as it looks like we are headed towards a showdown with the Iranians. He is currently a fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He's been advisor to Defense Minister Ehud Barak, who went on to be the Prime Minister, Amir Peretz, Shaul Mofaz, Benjamin Ben-Eliezer. He's been the Chief of Staff to the Defense Minister. If anyone knows defense, Simon, it is this man. So Prime Minister Bennett will bring the nomination to the cabinet on Sunday for approval, and bahatzlacha to him. We also have the Foreign Minister Yair Lapid tapping a member of his party, Yesh Atid, Yael Gaman. She was our former chief of health minister. He has tapped her to be our ambassador to France. And we wish her everything of the best there.
And then, unusually for you and I, Rolene, we're going to be talking sports in the Israel Report.
I know. Please don't think I know anything about sports, okay? I just want to put it out there. But let me tell you something. These last 2 weeks, and we still have a 40 events to go. We have our incredible Hinoy Ashram, the artistic gymnast. She's competing tomorrow. We've got one or two more events before the Olympics wraps up on Sunday. But what an Olympics it has been for Israel. Really, really incredible, and I think it's only fair now that it comes to an end that we look at some of the highs and some of the lows. There's something incredible happening this morning, you know, with the time difference, Tokyo being way ahead of us here in Israel. Our swimmer, Matan Roditi, really missing out on a bronze, literally by seconds. He couldn't believe that he performed so well, but he did. But really, it has been probably the best Olympics for the state of Israel, not just in terms of medals, two bronzes and a gold so far. We're crossing fingers and thumbs and toes because, of course, it is gymnastics for Linoy Ashram tomorrow and the artistic gymnastics team. But from that opening ceremony, the first time in nearly five decades that we've had our delegation that was, or members of our delegation that was murdered in the Munich Olympics in 1972, of them being recognized, that moment of silence that we know that Anki Spitzer, and she was the, or she is the widow of the former coach, Andrei Spitzer, the widow of Yosef Romano. Yosef Romano, one of the wrestlers, campaigning for so many years for this recognition that finally happening, a ceremony earlier this week in acknowledgement of the fallen Israelis. We had one or two sour spots when competitors refused to compete against Israelis. I just find it ironic, Simon, that it's always in judo. I mean, really, you can read into that what you want, but also some high moments, Team Israel taking the bronze. The former Iranian, now Mongolian competitor Saeed Mualeh, dedicating his silver medal to the people of Israel for showing him such love and support. And the great friendship between him and Sagi Muki, who's our champion judoka, and even though he didn't win any medals in a solo capacity, he is our champion. We love him to absolute bits and pieces here in Israel. Of course, our incredible gold with Artem Dolgopyat. What a moment, not a dry eye in Israel, as Hatikva was sung, as that beautiful blue and white was raised. And we also have to single out Raz Hershko. I saw she was interviewed by Al Arabiya today, saying that it doesn't matter if you, what your race is, what your religion is, what your creed is, when you come to compete, you come to compete. She would happily compete in Saudi Arabia if invited. And she says she really, she has such immense pride for her Saudi opponent, for bringing it to the tatami, for them having this incredible bout, for being a great competitors, and just for the way that they handled themselves. And that to me what has really stood out with Team Israel, that whatever the sport is, and here we can see it with Team Israel baseball, the incredible passion, the heart, the pride that they came to compete with, doing incredibly. We're waiting for our equestrian. Yes, people, we have equestrians. Who knew? I didn't even know. But we have equestrians also competing tomorrow for a team medal. I mean, it has been a real education in finding out that we actually have sports in Israel besides soccer, basketball, windsurfing, because yes, we did take a gold for windsurfing before, useless piece of trivia, and gymnastics and judo. We have all sorts of other sports. And who knew, Simon, that badminton is an Olympic sport?
You live and you learn, Rolene Marks. I've got a massive smile on my face. Thank you for ending the week on a high like that. Thank you for your input. And, yeah, look forward to next week already.
Me too. So, wishing all our competitors a great weekend. And, I'm behind Donatella. Donatella, the horse, my favorite Israeli athlete.